Sigurd was an Odin man, the last of pagan kind. For churchmen ruled the countryside, and all men they could find. But Sigurd prayed to Odin God with heart and soul and mind, in hopes that he would reach Valhalla. Sigurd died in battle, crying Odin to the last. Beyond the reach of churchmen's heaven, his soul speeded past. But when he reached the Bifrost Bridge, he found the gates barred fast. Alas, no entry to Valhalla. Odin's voice called to him then, "The gate I'll not unbar. For we are under siege with churchmen's heaven, we're at war. Yet I shall keep my pledge to you, though you must wander far. Still I shall bring you to Valhalla." The winds of time took Sigurd then and whipped him down the years. They burned away his memories of love and hope and fears, and left him as a newborn babe whose foremost cry and tears were for lost promise of Valhalla. This age a name fit ill on him, he grew to man's estate, a thoughtful, bookish, lonely lad who felt betrayed by fate. Dreamed and read and oft regretted he was born too late for the age of Odin and Valhalla. Then he came upon Anachronist, who kept the ancient skills. Gladly did he join with them and practiced with a will, for he felt an old hope stirring as he persisted still. Called himself Lord Sigurd now, he dressed in black bear skin. He hastened through his duties to his mundane work and kin. For in the weekend combat he could feel the veil wear thin, till it seemed he could almost reach Valhalla. In time he won a baron's rank, the folk bowed down before. At length a herald rose and said, "My lord, you could do more. Pray bring your skills with us this year out to the eastern war. It's the next best thing to old Valhalla." So Sigurd went to war that year and stared at what he found. The ancient garbed and armored folk, the clanging battleground, the marketplace, the mead halls, and the campsite sprawling round. And he felt time shift him to Valhalla. Or look, the warriors battled there so merrily all day, and maidens resurrected everyone the strokes would slay. Then at the mead hall they would feast and sing the night away. Oh, it fit all descriptions of Valhalla. Was true, it wasn't perfect, there was war but twice a year, with lesser revels once a month in kingdoms far and near. And all the dreary lesser days, the mundane world was here, but it was close enough to call Valhalla. Be careful what paradise you deem, what hope you make other dreamers feel, for if too many hear it, they will will struggle to draw near it, and in the search they just might make it real. So every war and revel now, go to the feasting hall, and there you'll find a Viking lord named Sigurd standing tall.